Welcome to Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot, your daily dose of the latest in cryptocurrency news, market insights, and blockchain trends. Let's get started. Real-world assets have achieved a milestone, crossing $10 billion in total value locked. Key players like Maker and BlackRock's Buddle contributed significantly, with Athena's USDTB growing over 1,000% in the past month, reflecting a shift towards treasury-backed tokens amid bearish sentiment. Meanwhile, Metaplanet in Japan has appointed Eric Trump to its advisory board, enhancing its Bitcoin adoption efforts. Metaplanet's Bitcoin holdings have grown, recently acquiring 150 BTC for around $12.5 million. In the regulatory space, Paul Atkins, nominated for SEC chair by President Trump, will testify before the Senate Banking Committee on March 27. Known for his pro-crypto stance, Atkins is expected to continue the SEC's shift away from aggressive enforcement. Bitcoin miners are feeling the squeeze as hash price declines erase post-election gains and increased competition from AI data centers adds pressure. Miners' financial health is at risk unless a price rally occurs. Lloyd's Auctions is auctioning XBT.com, a domain linked to Bitcoin's traditional finance identity, with a starting bid of nearly $2.8 million. This auction coincides with US regulatory shifts, potentially boosting its value. Trump administration's blockchain overhaul of USAID is in the spotlight, aiming to enhance transparency and efficiency in aid distribution. Blockchain's secure records could address inefficiencies in government programs. However, security vulnerabilities have come to light with the hacking of Watcher Guru's X account, spreading false Ripple Swift partnership news. The incident highlights the importance of cybersecurity, even with two-factor authentication enabled. In South Korea, Bithumb's headquarters were raided over alleged misuse of corporate funds by its former CEO, raising concerns about governance as the company plans for an IPO. The ECB reiterates the need for a digital euro to counter the influence of dollar-based stablecoins, with officials stressing its importance for Europe's financial autonomy. VanEck views Bitcoin's recent price correction as a reset amid rising institutional demand, despite ETF outflows. The probability of Bitcoin reaching $100,000 by June has increased to nearly 30%. Now, let's get into the details. A triple witching event has spooked Bitcoin, Ethereum, and XRP prices, contributing to increased volatility. The SEC's latest announcement clarifies that proof-of-work mining doesn't fall under securities laws, providing much-needed clarity for the industry. Canary Capital filed for an ETF including Pengu tokens and Pudgy Penguins NFTs, reflecting growing interest in crypto investment products. Donald Trump vows to make the US the undisputed Bitcoin superpower, urging Congress to pass stablecoin legislation. MicroStrategy raises $711 million to buy more Bitcoin, aiming to surpass 500,000 tokens. In Australia, new crypto regulations are introduced, focusing on exchanges and stablecoins, while addressing debanking issues. North Korea-linked Lazarus Group holds more Bitcoin than Tesla, following a massive Ether theft. Polymarket's prediction accuracy reaches 90%, and the OCC removes reputational risk from exams, easing crypto firms' compliance. Nasdaq's move towards 24/7 stock trading is partly influenced by crypto markets, while Tether ranks among top buyers of US treasuries. That's a wrap for today's edition of Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot. We hope you're feeling more informed and ready to navigate the cryptoverse. Until next time, keep your digital wallets ready.